I was at Mardi Gras last weekend, and I got a bunch of beads from parades. No, I didn't lift my shirt for them. And a friend of mine had a balcony on Bourbon Street, and so we were on it on Friday night, and there were swarms of people stretched for over a mile. It was a mob. No one could walk, and the crowd just kind of carried them along. And all the men expected women to get naked for them for beads, and from my balcony I could see every few minutes a series of flash pops coupled with a roar from the crowd, and I knew that a woman lifted her shirt for the screaming masses. I refused, however, to strip for drunk strangers when I knew they all expected me to, being on a balcony and all. So men would look up at me and stretch out their arms, looking up inquisitively as if to ask either for me to give them beads or for me to strip. And since I wasn't stripping and I had plenty of my own beads, I had started to turn the tables and see if men would accept the same conditions they asked of these women. When they looked up at me for something, I would say, "Drop your pants!" And they would look up at me, confused, because the women are the ones that are supposed to be stripping. But in general, I got two responses from the men. Either they would look at me like I was crazy and walk away, or they would just shrug as if to say, "Okay." And then they would start unzipping their pants. Then they would make a gesture to turn around, as if to ask, "Do you want to see my butt?" And then I'd yell, "The front!" And then they'd turn back around with their pants and their underwear at their ankles, and they'd start moving their hips, which I never asked for, by the way. So over the course of the evening, I managed to get at least 20 men to strip like this for me, and I was amazed that there was this society, this microcosm of society, that allowed this kind of debauchery in the streets, a sort of prostitution for plastic beads form of capitalism. So I was reveling in this bizarre annual ritual when this man, average to everyone else, wearing gray and minding his own business, decided to look up at me. So I asked him to drop his pants. And instead of disgustingly leaving or willingly obliging, he crossed both arms on his chest and looked up at me as if to ask, "You want me to do what? You naughty, naughty girl." And he smiled and looked up at me, and it occurred to me that I finally found someone in this massive crowd that thinks the way I do. Now, New Orleans has a population, from what I hear, of about 1 million, but during Mardi Gras there was about 9 or 10 million people there, and all I could think was that of all these people here, I finally found someone who wouldn't blindly do what I asked, but at the same time didn't think I was crazy for asking. Of course, as I looked at him, I also happened to think that he was stunning, by far the best looking man I had seen the entire night. He looked like he had style, like he had self-confidence, but then again, I'm nearsighted, and I was on a balcony drunk at Mardi Gras. We hit an impasse when he wouldn't strip and neither would I, so his attention, of course, was eventually diverted to other balconies. But I noticed over the next half hour that he never left from under my balcony, and every once in a while he would turn, still turn, and look around and look up and see me. Oh boy, I was thinking during that entire time, I know this is no way to start a relationship. Hell, I don't even know where this guy lives. I'm sure it's nowhere near me, and I haven't even had a real conversation with him, but he's damn near perfect is all I'm thinking. And all this time that we're screaming and partying at Mardi Gras, he would still occasionally turn around and make sure that I was still there. And finally, he looked at me, signaling that he had to move on with his friends. I held up my index finger to make him wait, and I threw a bunch of beads at him. A part of me threw them because he was a good sport, putting up with my taunting and still not giving in. But a part of me threw them because I saw in him the strong values and the sense of self-worth, the sheer love of life, the desire to be alive that I possessed all along and have always longed for in someone else.